What's up, man? Alright, guys. Alright, today I am at a cigar bar on Duval Street out in Key West. Today marks the last day of my 10-day-long journey of traveling across the southeastern USA. I went from small town USA in Florida all the way up to Smoky Mountains, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and back down in Florida. I was at the end of the southernmost point of the United States of America. So this is about as far south as you guys can get here in America. And $22 cigar. I know some of you aficionados are going to be like, Omar, you're doing it all wrong. You probably got the wrong brand. But, you know, first time in my life, it's mild. I'm sure it's not healthy for me. But hey, it's not like I do this every day, right? So, today, we're going to be talking about it's time to move on, gentlemen, okay? For far too long, we have been talking about women. We've been talking about women for God knows how many years now. Look, like everybody here already said, women are a symptom of a sick society, okay? Women have no power. They have no influence. I know a lot of you are going to say, I beg your pardon, Omar. But like Sandman said, these women that you see in power who are supposedly large and in charge, they usually have a guy under their skirt pulling on their pussy hair to get them to do what they want, okay? Women have no power, no authority, and when they think they do, they just F things up, and they do it under the guise of men. George Soros runs America, okay? If you think Cumbucket Harris or AOC, original El Pollo local woman, runs America, there's a 7-mile bridge a couple miles that way I would like to sell to you. So today we're going to be talking about moving on, okay? Now, believe it or not, guys, Islam actually prophetized MGTOW. In fact, for the Muslims out there, Surah Al-Kahf is all about MGTOW, okay? For those of you who don't know, Surah Al-Kahf, it starts off with a story about only God knows how many people during the time of the Israelites. They were living in a wicked society, a lot like ours. And these people, again, you cigar aficionados out there going to be saying, Omar, you have no idea what the fuck you're doing. Hey, it's not like I do this every day, first time, okay? So Surah Al-Kahf, about the several young men about our age, maybe in their 20s, 30s, or 40s, we don't know. They were living in a wicked time, and they wanted to seek refuge. Sir, what time you guys close?
10.
What time?
10.
10, okay, plenty of time, thank you. They were packing up the umbrellas, so I just wanted to make sure we have time. It's almost 8 o'clock. I'm going to be leaving in half an hour anyway. So these young men, Israelites, you know, thousands of years ago, they were living in a wicked time. They wanted to seek refuge. So they went to a cave and they said, you know what? We're just going to sleep in this cave, maybe for a part of a day, just to get away from all the evil, wickedness. And they ended up sleeping there for 300 years. And then when they woke up, they were in a good society. Now, obviously, you and I were not going to go into a deep sleep for hundreds of years. But the point here is that MGTOW has been prophetized. And MGTOW really is the way to go. MGTOW is men going their own way. Now, going their own way from what? Women? No, not necessarily. It's going our own way from a corrupt society that enables, empowers women to be dirty, dirty sharmutas. So, what are we going to do? You see, guys, there's no reason for you and me to crash and burn with all these retarded goyim around us, okay? We've got to take our life to the next level. You see, creepy Joe Biden, it's been only 8 months. It has been 8 months and that idiot has done irreversible damage to this country. That's it. It's game over, okay, guys? Right now, we are living on borrowed time. TFM said so. Terrence Pop said so. Just about everybody in the manosphere has unanimously agreed that it's over. So, since you and I know what's going on, these retarded goyim around us, they have no idea what's going on. They are like, they're less than animals, you know, they're not animals, okay? The Quran says these people are less than animal. Summan bukman awin wa la ya'qilun, deaf, dumb and blind, and they do not think, okay? That is the walking dead. Those are the real zombies. The people that walk around as if everything is fine and dandy like cotton candy can't get any better, right? So, as we all know, this is all gonna crash and burn. You know, half a year from now, this may not be around anymore, you know? You don't know what creepy Joe Biden's gonna do. Maybe he's gonna blow up the 7 Mile Bridge. Maybe he's gonna put National Guard on it. You have no idea what that idiot's gonna do. You know, Joe Biden's openly said, I'm a Zionist. Look it up. Go into Google, type in Joe Biden Zionist. There's a clip of him saying, you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. And I, like I mentioned before, Zionists, they just want to destroy America. So the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, can reign supreme. Think about it, right? American heritage is being destroyed. Monuments of Washington is being destroyed. Opposite of that, look at the Zionists, you know? They're always talking about Anne Frank. They're always talking about, you know, the fake Rolodex or the fake Holocaust they have going on. Were there good, were there Jews killed in World War II? Absolutely. Who killed them? The Zionists did. In fact, George Soros openly said, I worked with the Nazis to kill Jews. How do you think George Soros got rich? He confiscated the property of the Jews that he killed. That's how George Soros became rich. He's a Zionist. In fact, George Soros, when asked, do you believe in God? He openly said, no, he doesn't believe in God. Guys, when I started with this thing, smoke was coming out. Now it's kind of getting a little bit warm. Do I need to like reignite it or something? I don't know. Oh, damn. Oh, well. It's not like I'm doing this for, you know. It does have a nice taste to it, I have to admit. You know, I thought it was gonna be like, ugh. It's not bad. I'll get the lighter from the guy later on. So, going back to the video. So, the Zionist master plot is to destroy Western civilization. So, what do you and I need to do? Get out of the West. We've been saying this for several months in MGTOW. Get out of the West. TFM has been telling you guys, go to Alaska. Now, I am not a big fan of Alaska because, as you guys know, I've been to Alaska. There was a freaking grizzly bear that was stalking me. I had no idea until a police drove by and said, yo, man, there's a grizzly bear stalking you. You want to ride back to the, cruise ship? I'm like, hell yeah, I do. I don't want to be fucking mauled by a grizzly bear in the middle of nowhere. So Alaska is not for me. It's probably not for a lot of you guys either. And at the same time, guys, there's really no need for us to pretty much, you know, live out in the wilderness when there are decent societies out there. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. The two places that you and I should be now is either with the Taliban in Afghanistan or an Eastern European with the Orthodox Christians. Now, as you guys know, by the end of this month, God willing, I'm done. I'm leaving America, okay? I'm going overseas. I already spoke to lawyers. I'm going to be setting up all my businesses over in Eastern Europe. That way, creepy Joe Biden can't confiscate my business. He can't shut down my business. He's not going to get any of my tax money, you know, as a corporation. We are a foreign corporation, so go fuck yourself, Biden. As an American citizen, I'm still going to pay my taxes, but the reality of the matter is I'm really not making much money to begin with. So it's not like Biden is making much money off of me to begin with anyway. But the point here, guys, is that in a couple of months, God willing, whatever money goes into MGTOW TV, trust and believe, creepy Joe Biden is not going to get his hands on it, so he can end up giving it to fucking degenerates, homosexuals, single mothers, and all sorts of horrible, horrible human beings. So, what to do now, guys? What to do? Alright, so, my job, since I knew this was going to happen, guys, I told you when I worked with the CIA, I worked with Mossad, fucking Aaron Cohen was sitting right in front of me in a Hollywood set, pretty much saying this is gonna happen. He was one of the top Mossad guys. Now, of course, they thought I was a dumb Achmed low IQ. You know, Ani Mivin Ivrikit said, I understand a little bit of Hebrew. So Aaron Cohen, he was sitting in front of me, kind of like, a person was sitting in front of me now. And he was talking about all this stuff happening. You know, I was like, damn, that's one hell of a movie, you know. But you have to keep in mind, this was like pre-2012, right? So, do you think I would have figured out that this movie would ever come real? Hell no, I didn't. But as the ISIS became a real thing, and I actually started seeing some of the work we did out in Hollywood on the TV, in the media, I'm like, oh shit, right? So when this Camarona happened, I'm like, okay, this is where wheels up, you have to leave the country. So I did everything in my power. You know, as you guys know, I drove DoorDash for a couple of years. I tried to open in a restaurant in Egypt, you know, kind of like my safety parachute. But my Egyptian cousin ended up closing down the restaurant and pretty much stealing $10,000 from me. It was actually a good restaurant, guys. I kind of feel a little bit sad, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, God does whatever he wants, right? So I paid off all that debt. Whatever money I had left over went toward MGTOW TV. And now MGTOW TV is, you know, it's kind of paying for its own costs right now, which is about $1,000 a month, which is good. Like I mentioned before, if we were to get another $1,000 a month, that means MGTOW TV gets $2,000 a month. I'm going to be living in Europe. I'm not coming back here again anymore, okay? You know, I might come here for family and stuff like that. Let's say freaking Joe Biden fucks up the country so bad, I can meet my family in Istanbul. You know, I can probably go into Mexico. You know what? I might even go to Mexico when I come back from Europe. Again, guys, I would rather stay in Europe than come back to America. But, you know, here in America, my parents have a place in Boca Raton, so I live in an apartment. You know, my car is a hand-me-down from the family, so all I have to do is pretty much pay for food, gas, and I'm good to go. Now, obviously, when I go over to Europe, yeah, I need to restart it again. So when I go over to Europe, I'm going to have to get an apartment over in Europe, which is about $400-$500. So that's what I'm saying. If you guys were to donate, boost, super chat on MGTOW TV, I don't want donations, okay? I'll gladly accept your donations, but you guys have to remember, MGTOW TV is a business, okay? It's a for-profit business that's really not making a profit, but that's fine. I got other things going on. Which leads to the important part. Do you guys know here in Key West you can rent a 50cc scooter for $40 for a whole day? If I knew that, I'd have done that, but that's fine, that's okay. I got like 15 minutes before I have to go to the parking meter. So, here's what's going on. Creepy Joe Biden wants the IRS to spy on your bank. He wants to know who you are selling to, what you're buying. On top of that, he wants Google to spy on your search results. So let's say you go on Google, you type in Biden is a creep, he wants to know that so he can send FBI agents to your place and, you know, arrest you for, you know, whatever. They, even if they have to plant shit on you, they will, okay? So we're going to be living in a totalitarian, terroristic society soon, okay? So play time is over. So all of you guys out there are like, oh, I'm just going to hunker down, mind my own business. No, they're going to come after you. Unless you take the vaccine, be a good little sheeple, they're going to come after you, okay? They're going to look at your search history. They're going to see, oh, you've been to MGTOW TV. Oh, what do you, who you sub to on YouTube. You know, for example, Incel TV, he has a YouTube channel, and a couple of months ago, some crazy English guy ended up killing people, including his own mother, because he was an incel, even though he was mentally disturbed, and he actually asked the British government to put him in a psychiatric ward. They said, go F yourself. So it turns out that this mentally ill British guy was subbed to Incel TV. So the media is like, ooh, Incel TV and his videos, he's the reason why this guy went black belt and killed people because he's an incel. So imagine if the government can say, let's see who is subscribed to Incel TV on YouTube. Who is subscribed to Alpha Male Lifestyle? You guys know that there are some places, public places. I was at Olive Garden when I was going through Tennessee and what have you. Olive Garden's Wi-Fi, they don't load MGTOW TV. McDonald's, some locations at McDonald's, they don't load MGTOW TV. MGTOW TV ain't that big. We're really a bunch of nobodies. I mean, we barely get 30,000 people a month, you know. We're barely cracking $1,000 a month gross, not money in my pocket, but gross. Yet, they already have blacklisted our website in Olive Garden and McDonald's. So imagine if you go type in MGTOW TV and the government says, oh, they're on MGTOW TV. Why don't we just send an FBI agent over there to see what's going on, right? Guys, if an FBI agent ever comes to your door, and they will, first of all, don't let them in, because if you let them in, they can go in and they can say, hey, wait a second, that's music playing. Did you buy that CD? Oh, you didn't buy that CD. Oh, okay. 10 years in prison. Guys, do you know if you download a movie on your computer just to watch it, that's 10 years prison, federal prison. Are you guys aware of that? So don't ever let an FBI agent inside your home. Whatever an FBI agent says, always say to them, I have no idea what you're talking about. I never been there. No recollection. Deny, deny, deny when it comes to FBI agents. Because anybody who's not on board with Scamarona, not on board with Biden, they're going to bring you down. You have to remember, you know, TFM says, if you live in the wilderness, the government doesn't care about you. Well, guess what? The government would rather have you in a concentration camp or in a prison or in a gulag rather than being a risk living out in the wilderness. So don't think that, oh, I'm just a nobody. I stay at home. You know, I flip burgers at Popeyes and I eat Cheetos all day. The government doesn't care about me. Oh, no, 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 no. If you don't take the vaccine, if you go to MGTOW TV, if you are subbed to Incel TV on YouTube or anybody else who is not pro-vaccine, not pro-Biden, the government will come after you. And on top of that, let's say you do a debit card transaction, you know, let's say you buy a gun, for example. The government is going to be, oh, he bought a gun. Why don't we send an FBI agent over to his home and see what's up, right? At this point, guys, you guys heard about the FBI going after our parents at the school, right? You know, parents who are anti-mask for their children, the FBI is going after them. See, this is what I hate about these electric scooters. You know, these electric scooters, they're loud as fuck. I don't think they even have a muffler. So, hopefully you guys can hear me. So at this point, guys, the FBI is going to come after everybody. who is not a sheeple, okay? And again, guys, I cannot stress this enough. Living out in the wilderness, flipping burgers, minding your own damn business is not good enough, okay? If you're not on board with what child molester Biden wants, you are better off in a gulag, in a concentration camp, in a prison, than you are somewhere else, okay? So, when it comes to us, we need to leave the United States of America. That's it. I am gone. My ticket is booked. I already am speaking to a couple of lawyers in Eastern Europe about getting residency over there. I am an Egyptian dual citizenship, so I can actually walk into an American embassy, throw the U.S. passport in their face and say, fuck you, America, you have no power over me. I can do that, guys, and it may have to come to the point for me to do that. You don't know. So you guys out there need to start looking at living overseas. Get that second passport, you know. Even if you have to live overseas illegally, who gives a fuck? I mean, look at it. Think about it. Do you know how many millions of fucking low IQ Ahmeds living in Europe illegally? Do you know how many Mexicans live in this country illegally? Come on, man. Are you not going to live in Eastern Europe because your life depends on it, because you are there illegally? Who gives a flying fuck, okay? This is life and death. If you stay here in America, you're gonna get killed or you're gonna get put in a gulag. That's just how it's gonna be if you actually use your brain to think and you don't go by the government narrative, okay? So you have to start looking overseas. My job, Amr Metwali, is to do what you guys should be doing already, okay? I've already booked a car in Eastern Europe. I'm gonna go throughout Romania, Hungary, Serbia, Ukraine, maybe a couple of other surrounding countries. Did I say Bulgaria? Bulgaria. I'm going to go to the major Eastern European countries, especially Eastern European countries where they have Orthodox Christianity, they're not pro-America, and most importantly, they have mountains and villages, because when shit hits a fan, you don't want to be in a major city. You want to be in the mountains, because that's what religion tells us. Be up in the mountains with your sheep, meaning have your food, have your clothing up in the mountains, okay? So I'm gonna be looking at the mountainous areas. Yeah, sure, I'm gonna visit the major cities just to get an idea of how the people are, because the thing is, you guys have to understand the local population, you have to be at the big cities, because that's going to give you an idea of the mentality of the people. Once I realize, okay, the mentality of the people is good, is bad. If it's bad, I'm just going to leave the country. I'm just going to turn around in my car and get the F-E-C-K out of there, okay? Now, if the country is good, in the capital cities, the people are good people, that's when I'm going to say, okay, let me look at the mountain area, at the mountainous areas, you know, as a refugee for us when shit hits the fan. So that's gonna be my mission. I'm two things I'm doing in Europe. One, I'm setting up my businesses in Europe so Joe Biden can get his hands on them. Number two, I am doing reconnaissance for a sanctuary city or a sanctuary village for people like you and me. You guys should already be doing that, but let's be honest, you didn't work with CIA, you didn't work with Mossad, you didn't have motherfucking Aaron Cohen sitting in front of you telling you exactly what's gonna happen, even though he thought I was a dumb Ahmed and he was speaking in Hebrew, thinking I don't understand what the fuck he's saying. But anyways, the point here I'm trying to tell you guys is that we gotta start taking our life to the next level. Listen, Women are no more responsible for what's happening than fucking Joe Biden, okay? Instead of saying, you know, creepy Joe Biden, child molester Biden, we should be talking about George Soros. We should be talking about the Rothschilds. Those are the people who are responsible for what's going on. You know, AOC, Cum Bucket Harris, Joe Biden, those are retarded goyim who are being taken advantage of just for some fame and for, you know, and fortune. That's it, you know. But the reality of the matter is these people have no control. I mean, fucking Joe Biden is fucking senile. He has Alzheimer's. Listen, I have family members who are well into their 80s. I know when people have Alzheimer's. I know when they have fucking dementia, okay? You don't think I can tell that fucking creepy Joe Biden has Alzheimer's and dementia? Of course he does. Do you guys think that idiot is running the place? Obviously, he's not. There's people out up there hell of a lot higher than him. And again, George Soros, the Rothschilds, those are the ones who are running this country and kind of like the world as a whole. Any country out there that you see is pro-vaccine, pro-lockdown, it's a Zionist country. These are countries that are subservient to the Zionists. And believe it or not, the most pro-vaccine, pro-lockdown countries in the world are Arab countries. So this just goes to show you that even though the Ahmeds, you know, they have the Quran, you know, they got Mecca, they got Medina, they're more Zionist than fucking Netanyahu. That's just how it is, guys. So this is why I'm telling you, Taliban or Eastern Europe. Now, for me, Amr Mitwali, I like white women, so I'm going to go to Eastern Europe. I'm not going to go to fucking Afghanistan. But you guys out there need to start using your brain. You need to start putting your plan B together, okay? Now, like I mentioned earlier in the video, best thing to do so I can make that plan B for you is boost videos, super chat, get the membership. I'm not asking for donations. Again, I'll gladly accept donations, but MGTOW TV is a business. We have 30,000 people who show up every month, and we have like 3,000 people who show up a week, like religiously show up. If you guys put in $1, you know, the premium membership, it's $10 a year or $1 a month. If you guys were to get the premium membership, there's no banner ads, so the site looks better, it operates a hell of a lot faster, and 3,000 people paying $1 even after PayPal and Stripe take their, you know, 2.9% and 30 cents, you know, that leaves me with, you know, $1,600, $1,700 plus what we're making, you know, we'll beat, God willing, the $2,000. And again, guys, super chat, okay? When you super chat somebody, I make 10%. So if you guys give them $10, I walk away with $1. If you boost a video for $1, I get 50 cents because I get 50% of that. So that's it, guys. This is my final stay here in Key West. This wraps up my trip for America. The last year I was I pretty much went through Western America, like the Cody, Wyoming. I went through that area. The year before that, before Scamarona, I went up to New York. I've been out in LA. I went to Vegas many times. So I pretty much saw all of America at this point. So if I have to leave this country and never ever come back because of creepy Joe Biden, or really I should be saying George Soros, but how many of us know who the fuck George Soros is to begin with? There is no FOMO, there is no fear of missing out, because hey, I did everything. I was out in the acting world, I've been skiing, everything anybody can want to do in America, God willing, you know, I already did, thank God. You guys can go on imdb.com, type in Amr Mitwali, you'll see I'm there. So, yeah, everything you guys can possibly imagine to do in America, I did. So, I have no problem hopping on a plane and never ever coming back here again. And for somebody who, you know, tried to live in Egypt for a year or two, listen, guys, if you can live in Egypt, you can live anywhere else in the world. Alright, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. And I'm going to see you in the next one. And I'm going to go get this thing lit up again. Hopefully it can be lit up again. I don't know. We're going to find out. All right, guys. Take care of yourselves. Peace.